One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Folks, I am delighted to welcome back Manscaped, sponsoring the podcast over this holiday period. Talk of orbs and spheres have caught the attention this year, so why not pick up your own conversation starter for yourself or maybe a friend or family member this festive period with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming disclosing their new range of out-of-this-world tech. Starting with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, this is the crown jewel of the holidays and I dare say the best orb trimmer of all time. The electric razor's advanced super skin-safe technology is a lifesaver and known for reducing nicks and cuts on his Santa's sack. But the fun doesn't stop there. Anyone in the family have too much scruff? Look no further than the Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver for all his facial hair needs. Personally, I'm still a huge fan of the Manscaped Boxers 2.0. Take care of their redacted parts featuring their signature dual pouch to keep you calm, cool and collected. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ANDYUFO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code ANDYUFO. Say ho 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 to well-groomed mistletoe with Manscaped. Hi everyone and welcome to your preview podcast for December. It's Andy here and this is my chance to let you know what's coming up in the next few weeks with several interviews being recorded this weekend alone, then the following week too. It's the end of 2023 and there's still a whole lot of news going on in the UFO world with the Schumer Rounds Amendment currently in the balance as you listen to this now. That could still rumble on till towards December 20th, 21st, but any and all updates will be with you along the way. That being said, in the last few days, I released the first part of my interview with Stephen Bassett, where he broke down the quite frankly incredible language in that Schumer Amendment, his own opinions on what could or couldn't be removed, and impacts of any changes that might happen. That's gone down incredibly well, so thank you to everyone who's listened. It's in full already on all the paid platforms, Patreon, Apple, Premium, etc., where you hear no adverts, and also the full interview, which has the second part of listener questions already built in as well. That second part was going to go out this week, but I've moved that into next week now. Given the Schumer Amendment news, I've just managed to record a very relevant podcast with lawyer Danny Sheehan, famous in the UFO world for representing names such as Lou Elizondo, Dr. Stephen Greer and others. He's heavily involved in what's going on now politically behind the scenes and what could go on if the amendment passes intact. So we discuss that and a whole lot more, including what will happen if it does pass intact and his role within that. And also, if it doesn't pass, what that might mean and what could happen then. So that'll be out this Friday for everyone to hear, but it's up early access Thursday the 30th of November for all the folks who are able or choose to support via the paid feeds. It's a fast one, folks, just under the hour, but it does pack a punch. I've been looking to speak to Daniel Sheehan for some time now, so please check that one out once it's up and you'll get part two listener questions if you haven't heard it on the paid feeds already next week on the free feeds. Guest recording this weekend with me are the rearranged Jeffrey Kripal interview. That was postponed a few weeks ago due to some commitments on both our ends, but timing is good as Jeff will be able to talk to me about his time at the Sol Foundation recently and go through his presentation. So that'll be really, really interesting then, because that's a whole different interview to what I would have done a few weeks ago had he came on at the time. So any questions, please send them over to the usual place, and a little bit more on the Sol Foundation in a few minutes. On the same day, I'm recording on Sunday with Jeffrey. I'm also recording with Dr. Colm Kelleher. He's a co-author of the books with George Knapp and James Lakatsky, including Skinwalkers at the Pentagon, and the most recent book, Initial Revelations. We'll talk about his part in that new book that I spoke to about George Knapp recently, but also what's going on right now in UFOs, including the talk of crash retrieval programs, David Grush's comments. He touched on things like the paranormal and such in his recent interviews, and that's all very relevant to what Dr. Kelleher done during his work on OSAP with Bob Bigelow at Skinwalker Ranch. Really busy one, but get your questions over to the usual place. Email is appreciated, UFOUAPAM@gmail.com. And I mentioned there would be an update on the Sol Foundation, so here it is. Co-founder of the foundation, Dr. Gary Nolan, will join me again on the pod to talk about the recent foundation's inaugural conference and the impact it's had online, with a lot of headlines already coming out from it before any official video or audio has been released. I've got a very limited time at the moment with Dr. Nolan, so any thoughts, opinions, etc., send me them over and I'll see what I can build in to make the interview pack as much of a punch as possible. I've used that phrase twice now, pack a punch, I'll stop it. As well as that, I hope to have time to get journalist Matt Laszlo on to discuss his work on The Hill in Washington. He's been covering so much of the UFO news recently, especially on site as it happens. He works through his Ask a Paul feed on social media that's very much at the forefront of breaking political UFO, UAP news these days. Also, Dr. Paul Thigpen should be making an appearance this month, whose book E.T. Intelligence and the Catholic Faith will be discussed, as well as his time at that recent Sol Foundation too. To round off, folks, Terry Lovelace is still coming on, but he has had a little bout of ill health recently and hopefully fighting fit very soon, ready to appear. Can't wait to speak to Terry again. His first appearance went down a storm, and I know he's looking forward to coming back on. That's not even all the guests that I've been speaking to recently and trying to arrange interview dates in for too. It's already pushing into January 2024. It's been hectic, it's been manic, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Loads of content still to come over the month of December and the holiday period, with another one of those omnibus shows coming out as well, because that was really popular when I put that one out recently, with all the Ross Coulter interviews and the Bryce Abel one tagged on at the end as well. So the next big one is going to be part two of The Journalists, so I'm looking forward to getting that one out. Folks like me who like to listen to podcasts at night and kind of fall asleep to them, wonderful for that, or maybe for a long drive, who knows, but yeah, that'll be going out for you as well. Please go and leave the podcast a review on your chosen platform. It does make a huge difference, folks, and I always bang on about it. Tens of thousands of people listening on Apple, and there's like a couple of hundred reviews, same as Spotify, but that's just the podcasting world. So if you're listening to this, like me, I'm a big podcast fan, and you go, I'm going to do it, it would be very, very much appreciated if you could do that for me as a Christmas present. It would mean a great deal. And as a final plug, if you'd like to hear the content early, ad-free and in full, then sign up to support me, the work we do here at the podcast and more on Patreon and Apple. You get a 2-week free trial on both those platforms, so check that one out. Starts from as low as like $1 or £1 to support. You can also search That UFO Podcast Premium on Spotify for the same thing, but on Spotify's feed, and you can sign up for all the same video content exclusively early and ad-free on YouTube too. Thank you very much again for listening to this, folks. I know there are some people who aren't first on the preview pods, loads of folks who aren't as prevalent on social media. Do appreciate hearing what's coming up, and you can send in the questions off the back of them as well. Thank you very much for listening, and I will speak to you all very, very soon.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.